This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
Hell, if anything, I hope it was a wake-up call to some guys, right? Like, this is for our life, and every day you come in here and you approach it as it is for your life. We're blessed to play a game for a living. So, the locker room seemed upbeat. Ping pong games have still been going on, and we're focused on Fuller.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
When you get everyone's best shot, right, if you stay the same, that's not going to be good enough. And that's exactly what I was talking about, is that you got to find those marginal areas that you can get better at in tackling and ball security, you know, your scheme, everything.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 in the Fan Sports Network.
No respect. Shots fired at Sirianni.
Oh, I
just wow. Wow. Dump it all over the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles. What is happening?
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, jeez.
That's my bad.
That's on you. Left hand up.
Right at in my house.
I got to apologize because
here's the situation.
I have some pop-up connected U.S. Northwest Global Protect icon on my drops page.
You got to get around that thing.
I think there's, I probably put my foot in my mouth.
There's no X. I can't just click off it. I don't want to click yes. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, it's always fun when you get a new thing that pops up on
the
computer.
Yeah, you love all the corporate firewall systems when they're kicking in.
Well, and then so like I didn't even know where the hype horn was. I just guessed and I got lucky.
You did.
What a weird start to a show.
It's a good thing you didn't hit. You could have done one of those right out of the gate. You could have had the music playing and drop one of these bad boys.
My answer to that would be who the F
who
cares?
Who the F cares? NFL kickoff, dude. Be a little more excited. I care. I'm here. I'm excited. There you go. Drag it over to the other screen.
I don't like looking over there.
I know. It's difficult. You got two screens. One turns the head a little bit more than the other one does.
Can I be honest with you about something?
Yeah, fire away, Bob.
So I've been trying to come in a little earlier than normal since we've moved. And part of, if I'm revealing a lot here, both internally and externally, part of the reason is I feel it my duty to somewhat liven up super producer, MVP, hard worker guy.
You need to be the wake-up guy, the pregame. He needs a pregame show to get going.
I just need a little chat. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, you need a little conversation. Little
you're Doc. Took the shot of bourbon. I'm going to give you some wake-up
juice.
Let's go.
Here you go. Wake-up juice on a Thursday morning.
But I got caught in something where I was internally kind of thinking like...
My answer to that would be, who the F cares?
Where he's talking about Brewers baseball and like... He's
giving you baseball takes.
He's worried about the Dodgers and I'm like...
Yeah, they lost again to the Pirates yesterday, huh?
Fortunately, the Padres are in a bigger free fall right now, so they still have a
Fortunately, you're a billion-dollar roster, and so you've won your division. And
apparently Shohei was sick and didn't pitch yesterday, and so some kid got a
Do it again.
My answer to that would be, who the F cares?
I'm monitoring the funniest thing possible, and that is my team maybe making the playoffs after I quit on them a month and a half ago.
I looked at the standings. I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, they're not there yet, but they've won like 13 of 14
games. No, I know. They're red hot. They're fuego.
They're back above 500. They're hitting multiple dingers a game. Now, playing the Rockies does help a little bit.
Oh, it's September 4th. If you play the Padres right now, that'll help.
That's true.
September 4th, you're four games back. There's a long ways to go.
I'm still actively quitting my team, but I'm just monitoring a very funny situation if that does happen and they go on a playoff run.
I did actually read a baseball article yesterday, and it was like,
look at you,
NL Rookie of the Year favorites.
Oh, yeah. Who's your favorite?
Well, Drake Baldwin is the only positive of the Braves season this year.
He's
the favorite right now at -110.
That's all we got, man. That's all we got.
He's hitting 280.
Look, I think the Mariners are very happy to go play the Atlanta Braves right now. Very happy to go take on the ATL Shohei.
They are so lucky the Texas Rangers lost yesterday. They'd be a half game.
Astros came back and won, though. That division lead got a little bit steeper. We're down like 8-0 in the first inning. That thing got ugly in a hurry. Let's go check in on how the Mariners. Oh, let's not check in on how the Mariners are doing.
You know what?
I'm gonna bury the entire lead. It's a pretty big day today, and here we are talking baseball in the opening segment.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
This is what Swag will do to you. This is what happens when you converse with a Jason Swigard before the show. He's gonna give you this.
Right, let's wash that out of our systems now. Scrape our tongue.
Yeah.
Ever do that? Kiss like a really gnarly person, or you just wake up with bad rage?
Yeah.
You got to wash it all off. Scrape, 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 scrape.
So ready for the NFL tonight.
Can I give you, since we're in the trust tree,
this game's going to suck.
Can I admit something?
It's not going to be as exciting.
I hope
the first
it's
quarter.
Not a dud.
I'm going to admit something that I'm not very proud of.
Uh-oh.
I don't even really know how I got here.
You what scheduled happened? A date night.
No, I did not. I did not schedule a date night. I'm not that dumb.
Dinner.
That did not take place. I gambled on the Cowboys.
The line came down. It was 7.5 this morning.
I know. It's gross. I know.
I was talking about that with the firm yesterday. That
it got high enough where I'm like, first game of the year.
I totally see Philadelphia going out, having a comfortable lead at halftime, and then
Dak's going to sling it around. They're going to throw it 57 times.
That's it, and it's a total backdoor cover.
Yes.
So you took the Cowboys?
I've gambled on the Cowboys for
tonight. I've gambled on the Eagles, and I'll tell you this in response to your Cowboy take.
You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
That's true. I took the over.
You're gambling on a joke. I am gambling on a joke. They're not
I have a parlay for today.
Oh, you got an opening night parlay? Right
it's
out of the
Friday.
Gate?
There's
wow.
No spring in
Arena Sabalenka, Amanda Anisimova, and the over.
Who the hell are they?
Sabalenka is the best player.
Sabalenka is the number one ranked
tennis.
Player in the world.
What was the other person?
That tennis tournament still
Amanda
going on?
Amanda Anisimova. Yeah.
It's like a month, man. How long does this thing go on for? When does it finish?
This weekend.
God.
All their finals will be on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that'll get great ratings.
Women's semifinal action this evening.
I'm going to be all over that.
That nobody will watch.
Opening Sunday of NFL football. Good luck breaking through in America. That'll happen.
I don't eat the wiener.
Why would you? It's like the Ryder Cup being in football season. I know they don't have a lot of options there, but like, man, can we just, you know, maybe play it like a Tuesday, Wednesday or something? How about that? Maybe you'll get a few more eyeballs than you will on an NFL Sunday. Come on, man.
I don't know what they're doing with that.
But. Yeah, it's not great. But yeah, I don't feel good about it. I'm not proud to admit it. I'm a little ashamed. I'm a little embarrassed. But
so you got him at 8.5?
I got him at 8.5 yesterday. Yeah. I kept looking at it like, That's a big spread,
that's
man.
That's a big number.
And the Cowboys are not great. The Cowboys are not good.
No, defensively, like, I don't think they're going to stop them, but most of their talent is on the offensive side
Dak
of the ball.
Yeah, Dak healthy. He can sling it. Eagles replacing a couple guys on defense.
They have the element of surprise. Schottenheimer hasn't actually called plays in 5 years.
Here's the funny part. We have a rare case and instance.
I know.
Where we walk into the show tomorrow and we're both winners. I have it at 7.5. You have it at 8.5.
Very true. Yeah, if you jumped on it early, if I could have got Eagles 6.5, would have been all over it. But at 8.5, it's north of a touchdown.
28-20 final.
How often are these, I should have looked this up.
Right now.
How often are these opening games a blowout? Like, do you remember one?
You know the game I remember the most with this Thursday start? And maybe it was the first one, and why I remember the Panthers Broncos Super Bowl rematch. Do you remember that game?
I don't remember that game.
I think it was the first Thursday season opening game in the NFL.
I was watching something on SportsCenter last night, and 2002 was the first year they moved to that Thursday.
Okay, you just proved my entire point wrong.
It's a little bit longer than 2015.
I said like 2016, and you're like, in 2002, I looked
it was
it up.
A little bit earlier than that, a little bit earlier. I remember...
I didn't look it up. SportsCenter shoved it down.
I believe you. I don't know why, but that game specifically...
Well, last year went down to the final play and a toenail.
The toenail I remember. The shoe was too big, out of bounds. I remember the Lions beating the Chiefs when Kelce and Jones, I believe, were both holding out. I remember that in Kansas City, and Detroit was like, oh my God, the Lions won that game. And then they paid, I think Kelce was holding out, but I remember Jones was for sure. And then he got paid the next week and came back to play. Those are the two I remember, but maybe it's just because it's the last 2 years.
Here are your matchups going back into, well, how far back do you want to go with this
I remember
rivalry?
The Texans playing the Chiefs. I remember that one.
Oh, no, I was talking about Eagles-Cowboys.
Oh, Eagles-Cowboys? Yeah, you go back. Like, how many of those games are blowouts?
So last year in
and
December.
And you got to take into account starting quarterback situation, too, like when Dak
not
is playing.
Play that game. Okay. I don't remember all the dates. Here is, just as a result, okay?
Yeah, what do you got?
You remember the quarterbacks, and good for you.
What was the quarterback? Give me the quarterback.
December 29th last year, the Cowboys lost at Philly 41-7.
Yeah, that was not a Dak Prescott game.
November 10th, I assume no Dak. 34-6.
Okay.
Philly.
Assuming no Dak, but I can't remember when he got hurt.
2023, Philly at Dallas lost by 20.
Ooh.
I think that was a Sunday night game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, by the way, Dak did miss both games last year.
Yeah.
November 5th, 2023, Cowboys lost at Philly by 5, 28-23.
Okay, so a little bit more competitive.
And then 2022, Philly at Dallas. Philly lost to Dallas 40-34.
That was a Super Bowl runner-up Philadelphia Eagles team. If I'm not wrong, that year, right?
And Dallas that same year at Philadelphia lost 26-17.
Okay.
And January 8th, 2022. So they played three times in 2022. Dallas at Philly won 51-26.
51-26.
Don't remember that game.
I don't at all either. Was that
that a wild card? January. So is the end of the 2021
season.
They
scored 51 in a wild card?
I don't remember that at all.
I would remember
if
that.
If the Dallas Cowboys scored 51
points in a playoff
game. That
must have been the last game of the previous regular season.
We would have remembered
yeah,
that.
January 8th is usually around the time of the season's ending.
Yeah, that's the last.
The funny thing is, like, you're right. 8.5 is so many points for any team. Like, we had a Bronco fan admittedly say, dude, 8.5 is a bit high for my Broncos this weekend.
Against the Titans, and a number one overall pick,
making
his debut, it is a lot of points.
But if you walk in and Philly wins this game 35-10, you're going to feel like this.
To our left, his left.
Yeah.
I mean, our left.
Oh, I know. Right. I got nobody to blame but myself if that happens. I'm an idiot for having any sort of faith in the Dallas Cowboys. Also puts me in a weird spot right out of the gate where I kind of got to root for him. I don't want him to win. But
do
it's
you want
also
this
like,
to count as spraying line?
No, this is not a sprint. No. Not a springing line pick.
A lot of
just
points.
I got to have some money on the opening night of the NFL season. So I was just looking yesterday. What do I want to bet on? Over unders? How do you have a feel? It's always hard early in the season for those. And I thought, you know what? Just opening night. I remember the last time the Eagles raised a Super Bowl banner, they got booed off their own field at halftime. Now, that was a different era of Eagles football, and Nick Foles was still their starting quarterback. But I remember they hosted Atlanta in the opener, and the Falcons had. What, like a 10-7 lead? Like, it wasn't like they were getting killed, and the Eagles fans booed them off the field at halftime because they didn't do anything offensively in the first half.
You know, you asked yesterday, what fan would you want to be a fan of team-wise?
Yeah. Like, if you could go back in time and start your fandom over again, now that you have the information that you have, not just winning and losing. Like,
I have regrets in that department.
Sure. Like, I'd be a Patriots fan. Like, yeah,
but
okay.
If you couldn't choose your current team.
You couldn't choose your current team.
Take them off the board as an option.
Fun team, cool colors, good gear.
I gave you Vikings, and then I watched the 30-for-30 Bills losing four straight. I'm like, God, it's something so lovable and respectable about Buffalo. And if they ever win it, my God.
And there's such a tight-knit community in that, like.
Them and Green Bay are very similar in that way. Kind of smaller towns, not a major, major city in their own state.
But having grown up in the West Coast my whole life.
Yeah.
There's a fire in me that wishes we had more sports fans that were Philly-like.
Yes, me too.
Absolutely.
Like, the Blazers haven't been in the playoffs for 4 years.
Boo!
Yeah. Well, you're going to hear about it every day.
Yeah,
not every
year.
Game.
They're going to pop this year.
Not telling yourselves that Delano Banton's going to be the sixth man of the year.
Has he been signed yet?
I don't believe he has. Remember when he was a part of our backcourt long-term? Remember, was that was the thing that Blazer fans argued to us?
It's so good.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, that was a moment in time. I didn't even know the guy's name for half the time fans were arguing about him. It's like, who cares about this guy? He's irrelevant in the NBA. But no, you don't get it. He's 6'4 point guard. 6'4 point guard. Dirt.
A lot of listeners that love to rip when we're wrong. That's fair. I'm okay with that. They don't really pop in when they give takes and they're way off. Like, we had people screaming at us, you don't understand how good Batten is.
Remember the Delano Batten takes? I want all of your apologies today.
Just send one in. Send an apology. I was wrong. You're right, guys. Thanks for calling it out.
That one's on me.
It's and a community here, right? We're all holding each other accountable.
I will probably be doing this tomorrow in the opening segment of I'm the Idiot Who Gambled on the Dallas Cowboys. I'd like to publicly apologize for my stupidity.
I also know you enough to say if you hit that bet.
Oh, I'm going to talk a lot of ass.
Yeah.
You'll hear it.
Yeah, you'll hear it tomorrow. Oh, he's back. I'm back. Spraying line dirt is back.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, we got big. Where are we wedging in big pee-pee picks today?
Don't worry. They're in the show.
Okay.
I got them in the show. Second half of the show.
We know how to wedge.
We know how to wedge. We'll wedge them in.
We'll fit it.
We'll fold them.
Don't worry.
We got 4 hours now, dude. We got room to explore.
We are shoehorning a lot in today.
There's no way we could get to all this with a three-hour show. There's no way. On a day like today, we would have it would have already been over.
It is going to be a loaded one today. We've got Josh Pate, the commissioner, 740.
God, I look forward to that.
Yeah?
Made his appearance on Coward yesterday. The business of Josh Pate is just booming, dude. The guy's everywhere.
I had two people reach out. How much do you pay him to be on your show?
I mean, he's everywhere. You got to pay him something, right?
Mm-hmm. We don't discuss the business dealings of
maybe you're very kind to people and they treat you kindly back, you know?
I will not be dunking on him on the Alabama preseason poll today. I will not do that to him. He's had a rough week.
It's 1 week.
It is one week, and they very well could be back in the national title
picture. Mathematically, I'm not wrong. Right. You can argue with math, but it's right.
They go beat Georgia at the end of September, and they're 4-1 or 3-1 or whatever they would be.
It is a football nightmare, brother.
It would no longer be a nightmare if that happened, at least for a short amount of time.
They have to get to the semifinals, I think, of the playoff for that guy to go on Feinbaum and be like, okay,
yes,
he's figured it out a little bit here, brother.
You got to be in the mix in the SEC and you got to win at least one or two playoff games in order for them to calm down and take the flamed torch away from the
house. They win like a big playoff road game as the road underdog or slight favorite.
Go on the road to Notre Dame and they win a game in the first round.
Stomp your Oregon Ducks in Eugene.
Whoa. We all know that's not going to happen.
Football dream, brother. all right. Well, we got a lot to get to. Josh Pate at 740, and he's back.
He's back, baby.
Oh, he's so
probably
bad.
The most frequently asked question we've had over the last year.
Are you serious?
I am serious, Ken. I don't know if we've had
what's the play.
I don't know if we've had a more asked question in the last year. When's Ken coming back? When's Ken coming back? When's he coming back? He actually tweeted himself yesterday hinting at a random appearance.
He did.
Today at 9 a.m. And everybody's like, where is it? What show are you going on? We're trying to figure it out.
Follow our show.
They have no idea who we are because he's a national sensation, if you will. And we're just, we're mid-market over here, 19th ranked. No big deal. And but he gave us the retweet yesterday. We're pumped to have him back on.
Ken Barkley will be here at 9 a.m. Get to a radio. If you're new to the show because we're on 105.1 The Fan, good morning. Hello. Happy Thursday. Ken Barkley is a great friend of the program and a very smart football gambler. Well, sports gambler.
Yeah. Has he gotten to the point where he's just not a gambler? He's a handicapper?
Ooh, that's a good question, actually. We're going to go long with Ken Barkley. So
take
your clock mentality. I need you to throw it in the trash for two segments today. Okay?
I understand that.
Final hour is going to be screwed, but that's okay because Ken Barkley's worth it.
It'll be all worth it. Let's get it going. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you. Magic Hat Thursday as well. That'll be at 6:30. Let's start next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Is at the Space Jam, Mr. Unlimited.
He's back in our lives. We're back in your lives. It's Thursday. It's a Magic Hat Thursday, so I'm not going to fart around too long.
Yeah, no screwing around today.
Focus. We need focus today.
Focus, focus.
I'm hot right now.
Come, yeah. Come on the kick drum.
Yeah.
You're delirious from working too many hours.
You are, yeah.
A little bit.
Being here for 17 hours yesterday, I think, did it to you. Yeah.
You know how I know.
What time did you finally get out of here yesterday?
1:30.
He was out of the Duck Insider show. You know it's desperate, bad times for him. He used to be, Swygarde, a very fat person.
Yeah.
Like, underrated fat.
He was, yeah, you could hear him walking down the hallway.
T-Rex type stuff, right? Like, there's a lawyer on a toilet shaking in his boots when Swag's walking down a hall.
Yes, you'd hear the footsteps.
And he lost the weight.
He did.
He did an exceptional job.
Yeah.
You know it's desperate hours when you catch that man eating almond rocas.
Just pounding some almond rocas.
Pounding them.
This morning or
they
yesterday?
Bought, they had no, to yesterday. Buy him lunch.
Because I didn't.
Well, yeah,
because
you couldn't leave.
I couldn't leave.
From 5 a.m. until 1:30.
So I'm like, is there any food in here? So the boys.
We got a basket of almond rocas
boys,
in the kitchen. I know we got a basket back there.
The boys were kind boys enough to buy me some lunch, and I very much appreciated that.
I've noticed the employee and on-air people now are buying the water and the food.
Yeah, we got to buy our own water things now. That's how we're doing it. You threw your hat in the ring. I don't know why you did. Make somebody else do that thing. Fill up that water. It's just another responsibility.
I was tired of it being empty.
I know. It
was
empty.
Two people had claimed that they were going to do it. They stopped. I told Isaac on a text.
Gave an update that the water's out. We need new water.
No, I said, hey, man, I don't think I said thank you for doing the water initiative. And he said, absolutely. Portland Odyssey's not going to do it. Somebody had to take it up.
Somebody had to step up here.
And then for like a month, it wasn't refilled. And I'm like, I thought this was, I was going to name the water jug the Everett Rop water jug.
I thought we had that on monthly auto pay.
I thought that was a thing that we had planned.
No,
we need to
not.
Buy those things in bulk is what we need to do. We need to get like 10 of them and just stack them out there. So then you're just rotating through. And then it's a like once every 3 month venture, not an every other week thing.
So let's get to a couple things here. Jared Verse is a beast.
He is.
I thought we already knew this, but yesterday it came to light. Scott Hansen was on McAfee.
Yeah.
And he basically said, yeah, there's going to be commercials during the red zone, but nobody cares. And first of all, that's not true. I pay for the red zone
for
7 hours of
commercial-free football. And I pay for it. So does that mean I'm not going to have to spend the extra whatever to
yeah,
get it?
Yeah, right.
Because that's the point.
You know they're still going to make you pay for it. Of course it's still going to cost the same amount of money.
Somebody had such a hilariously accurate tweet. It was like, we used to be a proper country. Yeah. We used to have conferences that made sense geography-wise.
Yes.
We had 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Yes, what happened to this once great
NBA
land?
We had all-star games where players cared even a little bit and played
exactly.
at the end.
Yes, we did.
The hell has happened to us?
Pets' heads are falling off.
We used to play extra innings baseball with no runner on second.
No ghost runners on second base. You're telling me
all our sports were on standard cable channels.
That's
it didn't
right.
make us run through 80 different hoops to watch games.
You got the Peacock app. If you don't got the Peacock app, you're screwed this year. You better have that app. You got Paramount Plus. Get that Paramount Plus.
I told the wife, I'm like, we're gonna have to dive into streaming again for football season. She goes, okay. So Red Zone's not going to be commercial free anymore.
They started this last year. So to your point, like this began last year. They started testing everything, and
but
everybody
I think legitimately they're going to air
like legit commercial. So like, what is? I read up on this.
It's going to be like picture in picture.
It's
going to
be picture in picture like golf. Exactly. Yeah. I think the question is how many are they going to air? Like, am I happy about this? No, but I also am an Amazon Prime person who watches shows on Amazon Prime, and they started putting ads in Amazon Prime when I pay for Amazon Prime. Like, so it already has begun. This is everywhere now. Also, and I know they're an easy punching bag, everybody said, well, here goes ESPN. They buy it now. There's ads. One, they started the ads last year. Two, ESPN doesn't even own it yet. They're not going to operate it until next year. This is a 100% NFL decision. ESPN had nothing to do with it, even though it was announced basically on McAfee yesterday from Scott Hansen that this was taking place.
So that's out there now.
Yes.
But we kind of had an idea that that was going to happen.
What's the amount that truly makes you pissed off? Like, if you throw one in, you know, a minute break every hour in a picture-in-picture, like, I'm not really going to notice that much.
It's really going to be where
especially if it's, like, first quarters or what, you know, like, it's
what's
not
where they
me
place
off.
Them.
Yeah,
truly?
Like how what volume of commercials
any.
Would any.
I specifically I love that channel.
But you're not going to not buy it because they're showing ads now.
No, but you ask what's going to piss me off, sure. And I'm telling you, any.
So it's sitting at home. Any commercial that airs, you're just going to yell at your TV every time it pops up.
Oh, I won't. I never do that, yeah. But I will be like, I remember when this didn't happen.
It didn't. Yeah, it didn't.
It was a lot better. I'd rather have silence in a football
game.
There
better not be many in the witching hour. That's the hour.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's got to be a point where you're like, does it ever get to a point where you say, this isn't worth it anymore?
Late
I'm paying
in the afternoon,
and that many ads.
When there's only like two or three afternoon games, and if they're all kind of
paying attention
at
that
crappy,
point, anyways. Yeah.
Okay, fine. But
do you guys, we don't have time because it's Magic Hat time. What did you say? Oh, he said Blake. I'm like, who's Blake?
Get to Blake. Blake's in the news.
Our company does email blasts once in a while.
Yeah, I didn't know we did this.
Oh, we do this. It's just like, hey, we're here.
Hey.
This is what we do.
Hello.
And the latest one from the corporate overlords is they want you to know that 105.1 The Fan in Portland, Seattle Sports Talk, no matter where you are. And you can catch it daily listening to The Firm with Harrison Meringue, Dirt and Sprague. And Sports Saturday with Rashad and Joe.
Those are your Seattle-based shows. Got three. I'm a Seattle guy now? Did I just find
this
out?
No, we're actually technically Portland sports podcasts.
Ah, so we do a Portland sports podcast, but we talk Seattle sports on the air.
This is where everybody's coming for their Huskies.
Do I need to move? Is this like an announcement to me? Am I relocating? Are they going to send me an email?
Portland's expensive. Why don't you go into downtown Seattle?
Based on this email, I say you've been fired.
I've
you
been
hate
fired.
Huskies too much.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know if I'd make it in Seattle. I'm going to gamble against the Seahawks in week one. I love making fun of the Mariners, and the Huskies are fraudulent.
Send your reactions to 105.1 The Fan with a voice message.
Who listens to those?
I don't know.
Where do those go? We have that capability?
Should I be offended that I left a voicemail on my cousin's phone at like 6 o'clock at night and I didn't get a call back?
Mm. How often do you call him?
I don't call her almost ever.
Okay, so it was a random out-of-nowhere call?
It wasn't like, hey, it's an emergency, call me back. I jokingly do this from time to time.
You call people and leave a voicemail.
Yeah, but I did say, like, no, seriously, though, I had a question. Could you call me back? And she didn't call me back. And I know for a fact this person's addicted to their phone.
So they're on their phone. Do they listen to their voicemails, or are they one of those weirdos who doesn't listen to their voicemails?
Probably one of the weirdos that seizes a voicemail and goes, nope.
Yeah, or they maybe read the description on the voicemail, because you can do that now. You don't even have to listen to it anymore.
That's
clutch. You open up the voicemail, and it's right there. The text is reading out to you.
That is clutch.
You should probably be offended by
that. Okay, I'm going to text her and say I'm offended by your behavior.
Yeah. If you had a question, if it's just a, hey, just saying hi, that's not worth a callback. But if you got a question, I think it's worth a callback.
Get ready every day of the season with the best in Seattle sports talk. You can catch pregame coverage ahead of every Seahawks game. Tune in for postgame breakdown after the final play. And jump back to shows you missed with the rewind action if you want the best Seattle sports talk. Here in Portland, Oregon, on 105.1 The Fan, Portland, Oregon. Home of the Oregon Ducks.
I'm in sports hell.
Magic Hat. Let's get to that coming up next. All right, let's get to the Magic Hat. It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Magic Hat Thursday. If you're new to the program, welcome in. Portland sports leader 105.1 The Fan, the leader in Seattle sports talk here. The Magic Hat is basically a bunch of topics we throw into Swag's hat, and magically they pop out, and that's what we have to talk about.
What do we got today?
It's quite full today.
It's a very full hat, yeah. A
lot of magic.
Yeah.
Do we call this out, or...
You would be able to read those if you turned your light on.
Not having your light on does hinder your ability to read a little bit.
You got a chicken scratch that's minuscule.
No, don't do that again.
There's plenty of light in this.
This is the best part of the Magic Hat is when you two old gals start debating handwriting and
block
writing
letters,
big enough.
Please?
I can't read.
R? Is that an N? What the hell is that?
Oh, it's pretty obvious. You read it just fine. Yeah, no, so I noticed our good friend Ian Furness in Seattle, who does actual daily sports talk in Seattle.
An actual Seattle host, you're telling me?
Correctamundo.
Okay.
He has John Lund, formerly of the Fan Days.
Yes.
Since moved down to the Bay, he now does his own show. He has John Lund every year at the start of the football season to talk Niners, Seahawks. They play into the rivalry thing, right?
Kick it up a little bit. Let's have some fun. And they're playing in week one this year.
They are playing week one in Seattle. John Lund found something fascinating via Vivid Seats, one of the, you know, seat ticket sponsor sellers, whatever. Vivid Seats has found that 53% of the week one tickets for the Seahawks 49ers game in Seattle, 49er fans.
What?
And we have been talking about this for what feels like now 2 years. And I'm just simply asking, I did a radio show here in Portland at the Legion of Boom Height.
Yeah.
I heard it. I saw it. If you didn't put Seattle number one every year, you were called a million names.
Right. Toughest place to play in the NFL.
You don't go into Seattle.
I've watched a lot of their home games, man, mainly because it's forced down my throat on Fox. That's not a home field advantage anymore, and I'm just asking.
No, haven't been for a long time.
When do they get called out?
I mean, I think we're past that point. I think we've I think we've called them out briefly over the last handful of years when they play certain opponents. And this is the way it is in a lot of cities.
When
but
do
if
they
you,
start calling themselves out? Because 53% of the Niner fans,
dude, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's you're always going to have a chunk of fans. You're going to have a splattering of the other color with the Steelers, the 49ers, the Cowboys. Like, you just insert whatever to Packers come to town. Like, there's going to be a splattering of the other colors.
Broncos had this when Russ came back. There will be a lot of red there tomorrow.
Over 50%?
53.
Like, you no longer get to claim yourself as a passionate football city and a tough place to go play.
Really?
If you can't fill up 50% of your stadium with your own fans, that's embarrassing, dude. I don't care who the opponent is. 15, 20%, that will always happen. You cannot look me in the eye and tell me we're a diehard, passionate sports fan city. Part of the problem is that a lot of people got priced out when they became the Legion of Boom and won.
Yeah. Yes.
And so there were a lot of diehard fans who could afford cheaper tickets, and that slowly turned over. But this should have been a sense of pride after the last handful of 49er games in Seattle, considering how the crowds look. And you guys were at one of those Thursday night games and saw the amount of red. You were one of the people there in red.
I thought, right? I was at a home game.
Yeah, it felt like a home game then, and this is going to be over half the crowd. Yeah. Like, that's just that's inexcusable from any fan base.
So I have one of my buddies who lives up in Seattle. He has season tickets, and so it was over $250 a ticket this season.
Like, who... You know, I do okay financially. Who can afford this stuff?
I know.
That loves sports.
And the only way they get away with it is because there's only 10 home games or 9 home games.
Or 8, depending on how your schedule is, right?
Yeah.
Because there's 17 games.
Well, you still have to buy the one preseason game.
The Niners have more road games than home games this year because of the awkward odd games. So.
Yeah, there's a +1 on the road.
I just wanted to highlight 53%, according to Vivid Seats, is saying Niner fans on the ticket situation.
It's some of the stuff that you have to start taking into consideration when gambling on or against Seattle. Of like, that used to be a place when teams would go in, you'd say, oh,
how many false start penalties are they going to get because of the crowd?
That crowd's going to take over the game in the second half, and it's just not the case anymore, man. No teeth in that fan base.
All right, next up.
Yep.
Where did we land?
Yeah, where did we ultimately land? We kind of broke early on the Clipper, Pablo Torre, Steve Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard thing. They sent out a statement yesterday, a lengthy one, basically saying this is common. This company swindled Ballmer. Cubans defending Ballmer.
Yeah, Cuban came out and defended him.
You know, we have no say in who they choose as endorsers. I will say this. Pablo Torre, I tend to believe his side, and I still think they're going to get hit with something. I can kind of see the other argument of Ballmer invested, company went belly up, probably because he invested, chose Kawhi, although there was a thing in their deal, basically like, as long as he's a Clipper, he gets this deal. I know the accountant spoke and said there are a lot of LOLs, you know, endorsement, quote unquote.
Sure.
Where did you ultimately land on that Clipper story?
I haven't changed my stance. I don't think much is going to happen out of this. I don't. I think they're smart enough. Steve Ballmer's smart enough to not leave a paper trail to be able to explain certain things. Is it shady? Of course it is. There were reports that came out yesterday that Kawhi was asking for $15 million a year in endorsements if he was going to re-sign with the Raptors when he was in free agency and the Raptors owner got pissed.
Yeah.
And he rose this up the flagpole to the league. Like, this has been going on for a while. The league has been aware of this kind of stuff behind the scenes.
Uncle Dennis.
I also saw a funny tweet that somebody said, I guess the reason nobody ever investigated Prokhorov and Andrei Kirilenko's deal is that nobody wanted to end up dead, like basically insinuating the same thing happened there. Like, no, I'm going to step away from that one. I don't want to go anywhere near
David
that turn
out of a staircase.
I'm going to go ahead and turn away and go the other direction. Like, I think there's going to be enough gray area here, and the NBA doesn't have the balls to want to rattle the cage of the richest owner of the league.
So you think nothing
Who's
will happen?
Like the All-Star
I'm not saying
game.
Nothing.
Something small.
I'm not saying nothing, but I think that in terms of like, oh my God, five first round picks and a $50 million fine and the Kawhi Leonard contract is Knicks, like I would be shocked if any of that happened.
What if the biggest punishment is Kawhi loses like $100 million?
Could happen, but I still don't see that.
All right.
I think it may be a small $5 million fine. Here, take a second round pick for some shady dealings, and we're going to move on and wash our hands
of
the situation.
Oh, by the way, the All-Star game is at the Clippers.
It's at the Intuit Dome, the nicest new stadium in the league. Who built that with his own money?
Yeah. $5 billion or whatever.
$5 billion with his own money.
Hope some trees are there. One more. Let's get one more before we go to
break.
All
right, quickly.
Yeah.
Is this crossing a line?
I'm just going to play some audio from the college football weekend. There's things we haven't even gotten to from week one.
Yes, there is.
This came out, and I want to gauge where we're at on it. This was in Lubbock, Texas.
Nico? Nico. What's up, man? Good to meet you. We all still hate you. All right, good. Good talk, brother.
Do better. Do better.
So if you didn't see this couldn't quite hear this, a Texas Tech group of fans was walking past like a generic restaurant.
Applebee's or something.
Okay. And they noticed somebody was eating good in their neighborhood, and the window's open by the table. The guy comes back and goes, Nico? Nico? Nico Harrison was in Lubbock, Texas. A Texas Tech fan reaches into the restaurant, says, hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, Nico.
Nico shakes his hand. He looks at him point blank, like closer than you and I are, Dirt.
Yeah.
And while Nico's at dinner with a wife, a friend, a daughter, whatever, says, we still effing hate you. Walks away.
Good for them.
And says, good stuff. And then somebody else screams, be better.
Be better.
And it is funny, but also, I'm not a big Neil O'Shea guy. I can't ever imagine, as much as I wanted him to trade CJ, confronting Neil O'Shea at a restaurant to do this. I'm kind of in a weird spot where I think this is funny, and I also, like, what are we doing?
The funniest thing is going to be
dinner.
If Cooper Flagg ends up being the guy that we all think he's going to be and leads him to multiple championships.
And Luka never wins.
Yeah. Like, that was completely out of his control, unless you believe the NBA is rigged, which it may or may not be, with Dallas getting the number one overall pick. I agree with you completely. I would never be the person that did this in public, despite all of the things that I've said over the years about former Blazer general managers.
I'll always have enough respect to never do that.
If they're with their family or something, like, I'm not going to walk up and say something like that to them in person. But I also don't really, it's hard to relate to that level of pain. Like, I can't even imagine what that was like as a fan from going, like, we haven't been to an NBA Finals since 1991. To me, this is...
I was 2 years old. I'm 36 now. We haven't been. The Dallas Mavericks just went last 2 years ago.
Sure.
And then the next year, in the middle of the night, they traded away their star player. Like, if the Blazers had done that...
We can't relate to it, because you can't...
We can't. Like, it's the equivalent is if the Damian Lillard led them to a finals, they lose to the Celtics in the NBA finals.
Or they traded him after the West Finals.
Or after the, and then in the middle of the night, randomly, without a bidding war, without any... And just... You wake up one morning, you get an announcement on your phone that Damian Lillard's been traded. I don't know how I would respond to that.
Like if the Ravens just traded Lamar.
Yeah. You just wake up today and you're like a Ravens fan and all of a sudden Lamar's on another team.
Yeah.
What? Excuse me. What?
Hello?
We traded him to the Browns, excuse me, for 3 first round picks? Are you crazy? So no, I wouldn't be that person. But I, you know, I still get a chuckle. He makes a lot of money. He'll be fine. He's got a security detail.
He maybe didn't
be,
hear.
Maybe don't be bad at your job,
Nico. He's at a restaurant at a table by the window.
Go eat in your own house, all right? Pull the blinds up, eat in your own house, Nico.
Lubbock. I think he was in town for a game.
Can't go out in public yet. It's too soon.
More Magic Hat next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, we will dive into the NFL. It's kickoff night, Thursday night football to start the NFL season. But let's get some more Magic Hat before we get to that second hour of the program where Josh Pate will also join us.
Him? Did I get that right?
Him? Me? You did. Hemi Butler. Yeah, just quick. I mean, it's always news when this person does anything. Sydney Sweeney is dating Scooter Braun. Swag doesn't know who Scooter Braun is.
Clearly.
Yeah, you don't know Scooter Braun.
No.
He is Justin Bieber's former manager. He's the guy that bought Taylor Swift's masters, which is making her recreate her album so she can get money from that. Kind of a class A douchebag. And if you Google image him, I just...
Yeah, nothing there.
It'd be like as if I suddenly became rich and she's like, I'm into you. And I'm like...
Brandon Sprague is dating Sydney Sweeney.
There like, wait, what?
It would stun you.
What?
Man.
I just, of all the people.
What's it like?
Glenn Powell was right there.
He's right there for the taking.
How are you not with the Glenn Powell?
I don't get this at all. I don't know a lot about him, and then you further explained to me who he was yesterday, and I dug into him a little bit, because anybody who nabs Sydney Sweeney, I need to know, like, how did you make this happen?
Yeah.
Crazy amounts of money. I'm sure that's probably the primary reason, but she's got a lot of money herself.
He also got his hooks into Justin Bieber when Bieber was, like, 9 on YouTube, and he was like,
Send him over to Diddy's house with some oil. Have fun there, buddy.
All right, next.
What is the scarier movie?
This is a very quick one, because this will be rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
We have a family friend, a friend of my oldest daughter, that almost passed out from looking at a scary clown photo on my daughter's cell phone.
Almost passed out?
Like, shivering is how it was described.
How scary of a clown are we talking?
You know, it's a Halloween scary clown.
Ah, okay.
Mouth kind of open, side looking at
you. It's not like eating a baby's leg or something, nothing. Okay.
No.
Okay.
What is the scarier movie? Because we were told she watched this movie, and I said, that's not scary. It's a comedy. And then my wife said, no, it's just as scary as this movie. What's the scarier movie? I know they're both comedies.
Okay.
But what's scarier, Beetlejuice or The Mask?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was all the question was.
How's The Mask scary?
I mean,
neither
of them.
Beetlejuice isn't that scary either.
No,
but like,
no, neither are scary.
I would never connect to the mask
is
a scary
is way more cartoonish.
Movie.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Which is weird because we're talking about Beetlejuice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. All right. They're everywhere.
Barstool. It's announced that Barstool and the Big 12 are creating an alliance for them to specifically cover and be at all their Big 12 games. Dave Portnoy is going to be more in your life now.
Was he still going to be allowed in Columbus in the Horseshoe?
Well, if he's at Big 12 games, he won't have to worry about that as much. But I don't know about the Horseshoe.
They're going to Ames, Iowa this weekend.
They're everywhere. And I know they're popular. I know that they're really successful. But
this is
a whole conference is trying to like...
The Big 12's desperate, dude. They see the war going on between ESPN and Fox that has turned into an SEC versus Big 10 battle in terms of coverage and pride and, you know, all the things that go, who is the better conference, and Fox and ESPN drawing their lines. And the Big 12's like, hey, we got deals about the one about us over here. Don't talk about us, but nobody talks about the Big 12. And so I think that this doesn't do anything for me, because the Barstool stuff doesn't move the needle for me a lot outside of Pardon My Take. But I get that they're desperate for attention, and they're looking anywhere that they can try and find it. And this is where they're looking.
I think mainstream sports is trying to figure out, and they don't have a good idea how to get their hooks into the next generation of sports fans to like hook them for life.
Hmm. Okay. Last one.
How much do you love your team?
Yeah, we didn't get to this at all. We had a couple listeners reach out. That Montana State fan who said he'd walk a mile for every point his team lost by to Oregon.
Yes. I believe he did it.
He completed it in 18 hours. I think I read that correctly.
So
he
46 miles.
Miles in 18 hours.
It's about
hours.
3 miles an hour. Rough math.
I mean,
2.5.
Would you ever
three.
Put yourself in a situation?
I mean, he
like
didn't
this.
Do it straight, right? Did he take breaks? He didn't walk for 18 straight hours, did he?
I don't know if it was straight.
Did he walk 46 straight miles
without stopping? He probably had to take a break.
If you had a car with you or like an RV or something going by so you could like...
I know he did it on campus. I saw the videos where he was like checking in at the end of every mile, but I didn't know if it was consecutive or if like, hey, I'm going to walk 3 hours or three, you know, do 3 hours of walking and then I'll do 3 hours tomorrow and then 3 hours the next day, that kind of thing.
No, he got it. He hammered through
it. I think it was consecutive. Okay. Now, he might have taken... I mean,
he probably took quick eating breaks. Like
eating
quick
breaks,
meals.
And he had to go to the bathroom.
18 hours is a long time to walk. No, there's no gamble that I would ever make that was that level. I'll put on a skanky cheerleader costume. That I'm willing to do. But walking 46 miles, I know he didn't think he was going to walk 46 miles, and that was part of the bet. He thought Montana State was going to hang with Oregon, and it was going to be a tight game.
That did not
happen.
No, he didn't. This was all...
Could have been just for show. He's getting free tickets to the AD suite out of it, too.
This is what I'm saying. Is like he probably got a lot of social media following and buzz out of that.
I hate to be that guy. There's a little bit of me that was like, fudge it a little bit.
46 miles is a lot of miles to walk, man.
18 hours.
18 hours is, like, if I just started walking now and walk 46 miles, where would I end up?
That's something roughly that's like Salem-ish, right? Isn't that Salem about 50 miles? So just a little shy, like Kaiser?
Walk to Kaiser? Going to a volcano?
No, you'd be on the other side. We'd be down by,
you're right, that'd be farther.
The golf course down there.
The OGA.
Terry Boyd's golf course.
Oh, Creekside.
Yeah.
You'd be down by Creekside?
Yeah.
Like, dude, are we buying it that he, in eight, like it just started walking and didn't stop?
He looks like he's
kinda... He had the like the Fitbit info, and yeah. I get that. Yeah. The entire thing was not filmed, and that's a lot of miles to walk. I don't blame him because I don't think he thought he was going to walk 46 miles.
Sukanik says it's the same as me taking my shirt off. He just wanted to do it, but he needed a reason.
He wanted to walk for a long time. He just needed to make a bet in order to get it done. That's not a bad analogy.
I'll do it again, Sukanik.
Don't you make me.
I'll rip it off again.
We'll kill Hulk Hogan again if we have to. Take my shirt off.
Loaded second hour. The NFL kicks off. The NFL is back in our lives. Woo! Josh Pate's going to join us at 7:40. Loaded. Hour number two. Dirt Sprague. 105.1. The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.